free, free Palestine!
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 Brothers and sisters, wassalamu alaikum. I am here today to speak out against the denial of a permit to the Al-Quds rally here in Toronto in front of the Ontario legislature by the Ontario government. Church! It is shameful that we have been denied a permit to speak in front of the building that public taxes paid for and that your taxes continue to pay for. This is a public place and Canadians are entitled to freedom of expression and freedom of association. That's part of our charter rights. Someone mentioned Adolf Hitler. Well, during the Second World War, tens of thousands of Canadian soldiers died and were injured fighting Hitler's fascism. Hitler wanted to end democracy and take away political rights like freedom of expression and freedom of association. Adolf Hitler did not succeed. But Kathleen Wynne, the Premier of Ontario, with a stroke of her pen, took away our right to freedom of expression and freedom of association in front of the building that we pay for in our taxes. As a Jew, I am here also to speak out against B'nai B'rith. B'nai B'rith claims to be a human rights organization here in Canada, a Jewish human rights organization. They, by their own admission, worked to persuade the Ontario government not to grant the permit this year to the Al-Quds Day rally. I'm going to read two sentences from their media release issued this week. It says, the permit application was refused to because of public safety concerns. Well, we know that's a lie from last year. B'nai B'rith had raised these concerns with Clark, the Sergeant at Arms, and with the House Speaker, David Levac, earlier this week. So they admit that they are responsible, along probably with other elements of the pro-Israel lobby, for the refusal to have a permit for this demonstration. B'nai B'rith claims to be a human rights organization, but really it's a mouthpiece for the state of Israel, and it is an alliance with the Conservative Party of Canada. It is an alliance with Christian Zionists who are anti-Semitic. B'nai B'rith opposed the queers against Israeli apartheid, their participation in the Pride Parade in Toronto. It opposed Quebec students who were demonstrating against the fascist tactics of police in Quebec. B'nai B'rith opposed the United Church of Canada when it took a stand against the illegal Israeli settlements and called for a boycott. B'nai B'rith launched the witch hunt of Libby Davies, who was the deputy leader of the NDP, because she had the courage to denounce the occupation of Palestine. And lastly, in Hamilton, when we wanted to have Zafar Bangash speak at McMaster University, B'nai B'rith went to the university and tried to get them to pull the approval to hold the speech at the premises of McMaster University. As I said, B'nai B'rith pretends to be a human rights organization. But where is it on the questions that are important today? Like, where was it when Harper brought in the anti-terrorism legislation again? They were missing in action. Where were they when Canadians were rendered, Arab and Muslim Canadians were rendered for torture in foreign countries? They were missing in action. Where were they when Canadians who are Arab and Muslim were arrested and have been arrested and persecuted for 10 years under the security certificates? They were missing in action. Where were they when the young person, when the Toronto police act so brazenly, brutally, and shoot down an 18-year-old boy in a streetcar? action? Where were they when the native people of Caledonia tried to reclaim their land? Missing in action. I say B'nai B'rith is nothing but a mouthpiece for the Israel lobby in Canada, and the Ontario government should be ashamed to be associated with them. I'm going to finish the speech by just modifying one of the slogans that you have so correctly done. I'm going to suggest that we say, B'nai B'rith, you will see, Palestine will be free. B'nai B'rith, you will see, B'nai B'rith, you will see,
Palestine will be free.
B'nai B'rith, you will see,
Palestine will be free.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now this chant is our belief, and we believe with our heart, and the rabbi is here. When I say Judaism, you will say yes. When I say Zionism, you will say no. Judaism!
Yes!
Zionism!
No!
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 We're here today in opposition, not in opposition to any people of any faith. We are here today to call upon people to change their ways, to treat every human with the respect and dignity that we all deserve. To the perpetrators of heinous crimes against humanity, please stop. To those who stand silent, please don't.